I would like to introduce the first speaker, my sponsor, Jerry Ann, from the Turning Point Group of NA in the Indiana area of fitness. Oh, I'm an addict named Jerry Ann. First off, I'd like to thank the committee for asking me to speak. It's always an honor to speak for Narcotics Anonymous and share my experience, strength, and hope. I just want to take a minute to get like my brain out of the way and just let me speak through my heart, so just bear with me. Okay, so the topic for this workshop is Steps 6 and 7. First off, my clean date is August 3rd, 2012. We just celebrated 6 years a couple weeks ago, so that's pretty amazing. Step 6, we humbly ask God to remove our defects of character, and we became willing. So I worked my sixth step 2 years ago. It's a daily thing, but I don't know. Sandy actually gave me the option to pick which steps I wanted to talk on, and I actually picked 6 and 7 because they're the ones that, like, in the middle of my sixth step, I destroyed my life, and I hurt so many people around me, and I hated who I was as a woman. And I almost got high through that process. But also, through it all came the most growth that I've ever had in my life and, like, this freedom that I've never experienced in my life. During my sixth step, like, I just, my defects, like, what defects are to me and, like, in our literature, they're, like, kind of assets blown out of proportion. So, and for me, they were also survival skills that I used my entire life, like lying and manipulating, using people. Like, I wouldn't have been able to survive my addiction if I didn't have these characteristic traits. So they became first nature for me. Like, it wasn't first nature for me to tell the truth at all. Even with 3 years clean at that time, when my instant thing was somebody would ask me a question, like, you asked me what the color of the sky is, I would be like, it's purple, even though it's blue. I would lie for, like, it was just first nature for me. And I lied a lot as a child just to make people like me, which was people-pleasing, another defect of mine. So throughout recovery, like, I'm like, I have 3 years clean. Why am I still, like, such a shitty person? We are, like, everybody would be like, it's a process, you know? And I didn't understand, like, why I couldn't just be like, okay, God, just, like, let me not act on this, and then, like, 2 hours later be doing the same thing. Like, it got to the point where I was in a relationship that I wasn't happy with in the middle of my sixth step, and instead of having the courage to leave that relationship, I acted out on my defects and, like, sneaking around and, like, starting a whole nother life without ending, you know, because I was too afraid to hurt people, and I also was afraid of, like, what my future would have if I made that decision. Then my higher power kind of intervened and made that decision for me. I remember, like, attention seeking was a huge defect of mine, because I never felt good on the inside that I would need people to validate who I was. And if that person, like, if a certain person wasn't doing it, I would make another person do it. And I just never could just be okay with myself. And, like, it's because I was, like, living unspiritually. So my process was with my sponsor. She had me make a list of all of my defects of character and identify, like, the root of them. And a lot of them were fear-based. Like, I would lie because I was afraid somebody wouldn't like me. I would manipulate because I was afraid the outcome wouldn't be what I wanted it to be. And slowly these defects no longer became things that I needed anymore to survive. They were now making my life unmanageable. And that unmanageability was making me depressed and miserable. And hate myself, and eventually I was going to get high over it. I came close a couple times, too, just being like, fuck this. Sorry for caffeine. But, so, I don't know. Slowly I realized, like, I stopped making the same mistake over and over, and I saw growth in that. Like, I wasn't making the same mistakes, I was making new mistakes. And our literature even says, like, that shows that you're working in this program is when you stop repeating the same mistake over and over and for making new ones. I really hate speaking. I'm sorry. I get so nervous. Even there's like 14 people in here. I don't know. I really had to be humiliated for me too. Like, if my defect didn't cause me any pain, I would still be acting the same. And it hurt me to hurt other people. I don't know. It hurt me more to hurt other people, actually. And that made me want to change. So instead of just writing this stuff, I decided that I needed to live this. I would pray daily, like, please don't let me act out on this specific defect. The attention seeking was one that was really making my life unmanageable. The manipulation, all of that. And slowly, like, I started to think before I would let them become shortcomings. And I don't know what I'm going at with this. Do I make any sense?
Yeah, that's great.
But I don't know. I remember, like, for me, my process, like, I actually had to hit my knees. Like, I was in the woods one day, which is where I get most of my serenity, is around trees and just, like, alone. And I remember hitting my knees and just crying my soul out, like, please help me stop acting like this. Please help me stop being, like, this person, and help me grow. And then I thought, well, that was it. I'm done. Like, I'm never going to act out on this. And I have to remember that I'm human. And, like, I need to not place unrealistic expectations on myself, because I would do that. I would be like, okay, I turned it over to God. Like, I'm not going to ever act out on this again. Like, I gave it up. And then I would do it again. I'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with me? Like, it takes effort and it takes work for me. It's not first nature, and it still isn't even. I can be extremely, like, self-righteous, and I can be extremely self-centered. And for me, like, having two young kids has helped me a lot with my selfishness, because it's the first time I've ever put anything before myself or anyone before myself. Like, I'm not the first person I think of when I wake up in the morning. Like, it's my kid, but also I can take that to an extreme and, like, completely lack what I need to do for myself. But that helped me grow a lot. I don't know. So I just daily I try and turn, like, do the next right thing. Like, I pray a lot. I don't know what. So, and then step 7, we humbly ask Him to remove our shortcomings. So the shortcomings to me are the actions that my defects, how my defects, like, manifest themselves, like, and what I actually do and act on them. I don't know. I like how all the stuff in my head that I've been saying, it never comes out like this. And I still feel like I'm kind of in the way right now. But I just try not to be a shitty person. And to me, those shitty things make me feel shitty and they hurt people around me. So I always think, like, there's two options in my head. Like, I'm never, like, I'm going to do this to hurt this person. I always try and act in love. Like, I think before I act or before I say something. Like, am I doing this because of my ego? Am I doing this because, like, I, like, want to hurt this person because they hurt me? And sometimes, yes, like, hurt people hurt, because when I'm hurt, like, my tongue can be a weapon and I can say something and hurt someone else. And that's a defect of mine, and it's a defense mechanism. But, like, I don't want to hurt people today. So I try and, like, think and be like, okay, how can I come about this in a loving way? And I fall short sometimes because it's a process, and thank God it is a process, because, like, a woman shared earlier today, like, if it was just this, then, like, I don't know if I would still be here. Like, we're constantly growing here. And so I also, with my step 6, I had, like, 3 people write 3 assets and 3 defects of mine. And each time I wrote a defect, my sponsor had me write an asset as well. And you'll be surprised how hard it is to, like, when you're feeling so crappy about yourself, to, like, find things that are good in you. So even during, when I ask people, like, I pick people that I knew would, like, be soft on me. And I pick 2 women, and I pick 2 men. And the man I picked, like, I knew that he was going to say something that I wanted to hear. And I was acting out on defect by asking him to write these 3 things about me. And I was like, wow, that's sick. Like, you really need help. So I got honest with my sponsor, and I was like, I need to redo this because I'm not going to grow. I asked exactly what.
Sorry.
Good. I don't know. And then turning, like, or, like, not acting out on things. Yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm doing all things, but that's okay. it's a process. I just try to not let my defects manifest themselves, and I focus on the spiritual principle for me that bridges that gap between a defect and an asset. Because my defects are just normal characteristic traits that people have, but mine are so blown out of proportion from my addiction. And even before I picked up drugs, my addiction manifested itself before I even got high. I was addicted to things at a really young age and had unhealthy behaviors. To bridge the gap between manipulation and then being straightforward is just being freaking honest. Something so simple can be so hard sometimes because I'm afraid to hurt people's feelings. Because right now I'm currently this is just where I'm at. I currently have two sponsors right now because I haven't had the courage to break up with my other sponsor. That's why I was I don't want to talk on this. I'm acting out. I am falling short right now, not having any courage because I'm afraid of hurting someone's feelings. When really I'm not that special. It's not going to be that dramatic. But I don't know. That's just where I am. But I don't know. I really don't know what else to say. I'm just really glad that we have these steps and I get to grow as a woman. Because I would be high right now if I didn't work these, or I would be in a miserable relationship. And I'm not, even though my life I thought at the time was falling apart, I have this freaking amazing life that I pictured my life, and I self-willed the shit out of my life in the beginning, and then I kind of just turned things over, and now things are just falling into place, and life happens and bad things happen. I just went through something awful with my oldest child, but got through it, and I'm getting through it, and I show up today. I don't know. I'm just it's crazy once you get out of the way and start living your truth, just how life unfolds for you. It's a beautiful thing. That's one thing for me. I try and I tell all my close friends, just live your truth. Because for so long I was not living my truth, and it made me so sick. Even though I wasn't getting high, I was dying inside. I'm not. My spirit is happy today. I'm honest for the most part. I still fall short because I'm human. And that's a huge thing for me. My whole life I was never honest. I can look somebody in the eye and tell them the truth today. I try not to meet. It's just crazy. I never thought. This is just free therapy, these steps. People go and pay for this stuff. And we have it right here. And no matter what the things that I think are so bad, if I talk to another woman about it, they're stop beating yourself up. I've been there too. That's the best part of this program. It's the therapeutic value of one addict helping another. It's amazing. And that's why I always, even when I'm struggling and not living right, I always try and tell the truth because I get through it clean. I've not had to pick up in the past 6 years, and I got through it clean. I might have not done everything perfect, but it's my process and my story, and I didn't use over it. We're all going to fall short, but it's just, trying to be a better person each day for me. So I guess that's what it is. 6 and 7 is identifying why we want to act out on these shortcomings, turning them over to our higher power, talking to your sponsor about it. It's a daily thing. It just doesn't happen. I truly thought once I hit my knees in those woods, I was going to be perfect. And that is not how it happened. It's been a really painful process, but I love my life today and the person that I'm becoming. So, I don't know. That's really all I have. Thanks.